in cheesecloth, I think. No. Most of these things are foreign to me. Did you ever hear of a corn dodger?
No.
All right. How about the kind of, you probably know this one, little round pieces of cornbread that usually have onion in them and they're eaten with
hush puppies.
Pardon?
Hush puppies.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Let's see. That's enough bread for the moment. Well, except for, if you made your bread at home, you'd say homemade bread. And if you bought it at the store, you'd call it?
Store-bought.
Okay. And how about, I think you said that the Yorkshire bread was like a large...
It's like a large pancake. It's
any other term for pancake?
Gosh. I can tell the things that we don't eat, so I have to... what is it called? I hear it called. I can't think of anything.
How about a hot cake or batter cake or griddle cake or flapjack?
Hot cake. Hot cake.
Okay.
Flapjack.
Okay, any of those? What do you use most?
Pancake. I just heard this because being a waitress.
Oh, yeah, sure, naturally. Okay, you went to the store to buy two something of flour. I mean, talking about the weight. Two
pounds?
Mm-hmm. What makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Yes, and the two parts of the egg are the
yolk and the white.
Mm-hmm. And what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
If you cook your eggs in hot water, what do you call them in the shell?
Poached.
In the shell.
Hard boiled or soft boiled.
Okay, and so then the other kind is
poached.
Yeah, and that's when you break it and let it fall into the water. All right. What is the kind of fat salt meat that you might boil with vegetables? With beans or greens.
Ham, that's the only thing I can think of.
Did you ever hear of fatback or sow belly? Or?
No.
Okay. If you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Don't know.
How about the kind of meat, the kind of meat that you eat with eggs that's sliced thin and you fry it?
Bacon.
All right. Do you know what you'd call that if you bought before it's sliced?
No.
Okay. How about I guess this would be the unsliced kind again, but if there's a thick edge that you have to cut off because you can't eat it, that's the...
Rind?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the kind of meat that you eat in links or patties?
Sausage.
Yeah, we got that the other day. I didn't need to ask that again. The man that... I think I may have asked this the other day, too. The man that sells the meat in the store is the...
Butcher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This all begins to sound familiar, so I think I did ask it. And if the meat had been kept too long, it was...
Spoiled.
Yeah, I definitely asked that. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hog cheese, I think.
All right. Ever hear that called souse?
No.
Okay. Ever hear it called hogshead cheese? Or head cheese?
Head cheese.
Okay. Do you know what you'd call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Oh, no.
How about hog blood?
Oh, no.
Did you ever see anything made out of head cheese and cornmeal and sliced and fried?
No.
Did you ever hear of scrapple?
No.
Okay. Let's see. If you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, you'd say it was...
gone bad, spoiled.
All right. Then thick sour milk that's kept on hand is called...
buttermilk?
Well, this is... not exactly the same thing.
Curdled milk?
Yeah, that's the idea, uh-huh. Do you know what kind of cheese that you would make from that?
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, did you ever see it done?
No. Mm-hmm.
And what if you just milked a cow, what would be the first thing you'd have to do to the milk to get the impurities out? Assuming you have no equipment, you just have to pour it through a cloth to...
to sift it?
Or... it's a word like that, but it's strain.
Strain?
Mm-hmm. And strain the...
strain the milk?
Yeah.